Comedy of Broadway and Lexington Green welcomes club favorite and comedy veteran Henry Cho October 8th through the 10th. Then catch the Queen of Southern Sass, Etta Mae, for two big weeks, October 15th through the 24th. And don't miss the clean and always hilarious humor of Jeff Allen, October 29th through the 31st. For Comedy of Broadway showtimes and tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyofbroadway.com. Comedy of Broadway.
It's Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Friday, October the 30th, on a, I guess you would say, kind of a drizzly day here in Johnson County, Kentucky, at Johnson Central High School in the hills of Eastern Kentucky in Paintsville, where it is a beautiful setting today for this show. I mean, I'm just an absolutely beautiful mountain setting. If it wasn't raining, it would be better. But otherwise, great. You can give us a shout on the Clark's Puppet Shop phone line, 502-571-1080, A-Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. And this edition sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. If you call T.J., he'll make them pay. It is our Don Franklin Auto Takeover Day.
Yes, it is.
All day. So we can't do remotes. So on days like today, we will act like we are sort of at a Don Franklin.
Okay.
Which means six locations all over the state, 16 different classes of vehicles, DonFranklinAuto.com. It's our Don Franklin Takeover Day here in Johnson Central.
And we're very happy to be at the Don Franklin Auto Mall Plaza in the Johnson Central Press Box.
That's right. The virtual Don Franklin.
Yes.
Here for you. So we will be saluting our friends at Don Franklin. We are here at Johnson Central High School, where tonight the KSR Game of the Week is the Belfry Pirates. First school ever to make two appearances on the KSR Game of the Week is Belfry. Although they may lose them both, but they're first one to make it against Johnson Central. What is the
Golden Eagles.
The Golden Eagles.
Yeah, they're also making their second appearance in our Game of the Week.
Oh, I guess that's right. Yes, Simon Kitten. I didn't make the – so they're not the first. They're the co-school to do it.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Daryl Bowl. Daryl is a Pride alumnus of Belfry High School. Big basketball star there, by the way.
Yes.
And, of course, now he lives in Paintsville right here in Johnson Central's backyard. So I have dubbed this game the Daryl Bowl.
The Daryl Bowl. Well, let me just first of all, this setting is wonderful. Like, you got the mountains up against it. The leaves have been changing. I drove in here today, and I really was like, it feels like you're home. At least I'm home. It's not your home.
No.
It's not. This is not one of your six homes.
Eastern Kentucky in the fall is just beautiful.
It really is.
It is absolutely beautiful driving down the Mountain Parkway, which, by the way, when are they going to finish the construction between West Liberty and Sawyersville?
First of all, there's a couple. West Liberty, Sawyersville, no cell service, or at least not consistent cell service.
Yeah.
And one lane, and I got behind one of those trucks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, I want to honk, but you can't honk. I agree with you. You think you could get at least three lanes, right? So you could occasionally pass.
Yeah.
But still beautiful.
We've been coming to Prestonsburg, Pikeville, Paintsville for 9 years, and that stretch from West Liberty to Sawyersville has been under construction for 9 years. You'd think by now they'd get it done.
Nope, not done. All right, so let me just say something about Johnson Central High School here for a second. For those of you in the rest of the state, and I mean this, I think this is one of the model high schools in Kentucky, and I really believe that. Academically, spend some time reading about this school.
Yeah.
This school, and honestly, the Johnson County academic, like the sort of whole, I guess, Board of Education, the whole system, is amazingly successful at the elementary school level, at the middle school level, at the high school level, all across the state, all across the country. People are trying to figure out, how do you make public schools better? They should visit here. The success this place has is truly impressive in a place that a lot of people would stereotype and go, well, there aren't good schools there. There really are. And can I give you some statistics?
I want you to amaze us.
20 straight regional championships academic team, Johnson Central. They've won 5 international future problem-solving championships.
That's amazing.
5 against the whole world.
Yeah.
They bring all the people around the world and say, we got this problem. Yo, you'll solve it. Check out the hook and the DJ will revolve it. And Johnson Central looks at the people from Japan and from France and from Kenya, and they're like, you know what? We know better here in Johnson Central. That's happened 5 times.
Right here in Johnson County, Kentucky.
Then in sports, football, five straight title game appearances.
Five in a row.
Five in a row. 1-2, been to five. They've been to the Sweet 16 in basketball like five of the last 8 years. Girls basketball, baseball, softball, wrestling, bass fishing. And Chris Stapleton went here.
Can't get beat that. That's why they have dubbed themselves the school of the past decade.
That's an interesting one. I think you should say school of the past decade and the future.
And that's true. Well, let's go ahead and let's write that in. I'm going to write it in. School of the past decade and the future.
But I'm very serious. For those of you listening all around the state, and I'm this is not me being hyperbole or doing hyperbole. If you are in an area and you're thinking, what can we do to make the schools here better? I would suggest visiting here. This is one of those schools, and there's a handful of them around the state. This isn't the only one. But that I never hear anything but positive things about. And I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Is this the place? Didn't Bill Gates come here? Bill Gates, at some point in the last few years, came to a school in Eastern Kentucky. It may not be this one. I could be wrong about that. But I know he came to one of them. But regardless, still the same point.
I'm glad you brought up about the academics. I think most people in the state just think of Johnson Central for the athletics successes that they've had recently. I didn't know anything about the academic success until they gave us
and
this little
future
brochure.
Future problem solving.
And future problem solving. That blows me away.
I did future problem. That was actually an academic team thing I wasn't very good at. I don't like to solve problems in the future. I'm more of a current problem solver.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. So did you give that to Bo Bob? Was that his
specialty? That was more of a Bo Bob, a Shalene thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Petey.
You know, we had a Bo Bob, we had a Shalene.
Yeah.
And remember that song came out, Billy Bob Loves Charlene.
Oh, so that was their theme song.
And that was their theme song.
Yeah.
Bo Bob's going to like that I brought that up. All right, so we're here. Tonight they play. And, you know, for Kentucky, big news going on yesterday.
Yeah.
I think two massive stories. You tell me which one you think is more important.
Okay.
Number one, Joey Gatewood is starting. And Terry Wilson is out. He cannot play. He is hurt. Which means Joey Gatewood is starting. And it means I think it's his team. Unless he doesn't play well, maybe you see Bo Allen, but Joey Gatewood is playing. He has the game. That's number one. Number two, John Calipari announced that he reorganized his staff. Tony Barbie is moving to the spot held by John Robick, associate to the head coach. Not associate head coach. This is like The Office. Not assistant regional manager, assistant to the regional manager. He's associate to the head coach. Robick now will move to basketball operations, which means he is now going to be in charge of scheduling and a lot of scouting reports. Barbie becomes in charge of also scouting reports, but sort of game prep. And Jay Lucas becomes one of the three assistants. So we wondered when they hired him, how'd they get this dude to leave from Texas, come to Kentucky, go from being an assistant to not being an assistant? Now we know how. So Jay Lucas now gets to recruit, gets to travel and recruit. He has that position. Barbie moves, Robick moves. Joey Gatewood or the new basketball coaching whatever, which one you think is a bigger story?
Well, I think the bigger story is the football situation just because that's the season we're in right now. I do have questions about the basketball staff, but I think the bigger story is our football quarterback.
Okay, well, we have a lot of time. Give me your question on the basketball real quick.
Did all the musical chairs the moving Robick to scheduling, I guess just because Dwayne Peavy left?
I think they basically have moved Robick to the Dwayne Peavy-like role.
Now, I think so, too.
Now, Peavy did other stuff. Peavy also did a lot of donor stuff. I can't imagine Robick does that.
That's more of his athletic director job.
I don't think Robick is going to want to deal with the donors. That would not be a first name. But I think probably half of Dwayne's job was basketball athletic director.
Yes.
I think Robick gets that.
I think that's what it appears,
Robick gets that. But I will say this. Robick is a huge part of scouting. I mean, he has been scouting Cal games for 20 years.
Yeah, it's his game prep stuff.
And he'll still be doing it. There's no way Cal's taking that away from
him. No way.
Cal trusts John Robick scouting more than anyone. He'll still be doing that. So yeah. I would think half game prep scouting, half basketball AD stuff is what I don't know that, but that's my guess.
Yeah, and so it works out almost perfectly musical chairs wise, slide Robic into that role that Peavy had. Okay, then I can slide Barbie into the Robic role, and boom, Jay Lucas slides into the Barbie role.
I love it. Do you love it? I think it's perfect. I think it's exactly what UK needs.
Yeah, and obviously we've already seen the benefits of having Jay Lucas on staff, I think, on the recruiting end already. So I think it's a brilliant move by bringing Lucas here.
And the only thing Barbie loses is the ability to be on the court during practice. But, for instance, if he and Robic's the same way, if they do a game plan, they can still do film with the players.
Oh, absolutely.
They're allowed to do it. They just can't be on the court during the practice. They can be sitting to the side.
That's correct.
They just can't be on the court. Lucas can. But really the reason they do this is for the Lucas recruiting.
That's it.
Now Jay Lucas can recruit. And on Sunday, Damian Collins is probably going to pick Kentucky. Top 10 big man. I mean, we're talking about a stud that we had no chance with before Jay Lucas came here. We're probably going to get him because of Jay Lucas. So already that hire has paid dividends.
I don't think there's any way Williams picks Kentucky without Jay Lucas being
here. Collins.
Collins. I say Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he picks Kentucky without Jay Lucas being here.
I don't even know if we were one of the final choices.
I agree. Yes.
And
it's
that's all
because
Jay
of Jay Lucas being here.
And there will be more.
Yeah.
There will be more. And he and Joel Justice, I think, are exactly the 1-2 recruit. I mean, just a couple years ago, you had Kenny Payne and Barbie doing it. And Kenny is a very good recruiter, but neither of those guys were young. We had a really old staff.
Uh-huh.
We did. Now we've gone young, aggressive, and I think that's what we need.
Paying dividends, like I said, already with Lucas being on staff.
So that's that. Now let's go back to Joey Gatewood. Are you, now that it's official, now that it sounds like Terry is actually hurt so that's not getting benched, are you excited about it?
I'm excited, like I said yesterday, just to see what Gatewood can do. We've handed him the keys to the, well, I'm not going to say it's a Cadillac. We'll say it's a Mustang.
It could be a Cadillac.
Well, I don't think our offense is a Cadillac.
Oh, it's a Cadillac. No. It hums. Now, it's a Cadillac. It's like the Cadillac that I used to drive that I didn't change the oil.
Close. I'll give it that. It's a 2012 Cadillac.
No, it's the Cadillac that we were on our way to. What county was that where I ran out of oil?
It was the golf course.
It was Owsley County.
Yeah, Owsley County, yeah.
It was Owsley County when I was on there, and all of a sudden it just stopped.
On the parkway.
And I got proof that if you don't change the oil, the engine will lock up.
So we were giving him to the keys.
By the way,
I did tell you,
they finally admitted to me it was the oil.
Yeah.
When I turned it in, I was like, you know, I don't change the oil. I bet that's not what this is. And when I got it back, they were like, yeah, I don't think that was it. And then like 6 months later, they're like, yeah, that was it.
Son, they're wanting a drop of oil in that case.
You know, I think I told you I sold it
to the guy
that fixed it.
Yeah, and he fixed it.
And he actually sent me something just recently, a little note that said his wife still is very happy because he bought it for her.
He bought it for her and fixed it himself on the side,
yeah,
right, for
too.
His wife.
Yeah. But by the way, we're that Cadillac. Not a lot of oil
true.
In it.
Yeah.
Maybe Joey Gatewood is the oil change.
Maybe he's that guy.
Maybe he's the oil. Oh, think about it. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Maybe he is the oil change.
He's that guy, yes, that could fix it for all of us. But I am excited just to see what he can do. Now, of course, he's going against the number one defense in the SEC that leads the SEC in points allowed and rushing, you know, giving up rushing yards in every defensive category.
But if he has any success against them, that's a good sign.
Very good sign, yeah, yeah.
I just hope if he doesn't have success, it doesn't ruin our confidence in him or our excitement about him for the future. I mean, he's basically, you know, I mean, you couldn't put him in a worse situation. And by the way, if for some reason he plays all year, three of his first four games are going to be against Georgia, Florida,
that's
and
true.
Alabama.
Yeah. Like somebody brought it up. It's like giving Tim Couch his first start of his UK career down on the road at Florida that one year.
Running the option. That was not. What did we lose? 73-7?
It was something like that. Something ridiculous.
I don't think that'll happen.
No. Now, my gut tells me, now Bo Allen then moves up to number two on the depth chart.
And I think there's a shot you see.
I do too.
Because Stoops actually said, I want to see him play.
Might as well.
Here's my guess on that. I think we'll only see him if we're not playing well.
Yeah. Or the game gets out of hand.
I think, though, between the Georgia and Vandy game, you're going to see Bo Allen a little bit.
Yep.
I think he wants to see.
You don't lose a redshirt year. You have nothing to lose.
There's
by
nothing
throwing
to lose by playing guys right now.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So why not throw him out there and see what the young guy can do? Give him a series or something or a package and let him go out there and throw him around a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, we'll explore this after the break. 502-571-1080 at KY Sports Radio. Text machine 772-774-5254 at Johnson Central. You know, Chris Stapleton went here.
Played on that field.
He played right down there.
Probably was singing a tune in the timeout
huddle. He sang Tennessee Whiskey during the break.
Yeah, he did.
We'll be right back. It's KSR.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stapleton. Play a little Chris Stapleton order since we're in his home here.
Absolutely, we should.
This is, I told you. I mean, just being honest, I wasn't the biggest Chris Stapleton guy. I didn't dislike him, just wasn't as much as does him. But I really like this song a lot. Turn it up a little bit, Elliot.
There's rivers across and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart. And some nights might feel cold and dark.
Doesn't that sound like Paintsville?
It does. Yeah. Just makes you just want to just chill out.
Yes. I really like that song. This is on his new album, Starting Over. Right. A lot of people writing in, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. By the way, it was Betsy Lane is where Bill Gates went. I knew he went to a school down here somewhere.
Okay.
I knew that. One person writes, Matt, Johnson Central's great and all, but their academic team cheats and you know it. How would they cheat?
How do you cheat?
How do you cheat an academic team? I was on academic team. I don't think you can cheat. The questions are sealed. You break the seal. You open them and read the questions. I don't even know how you could cheat.
Yeah, do you have the answers written in the palm of your hand?
But you don't know the questions. They get mailed in and they're sealed until it's like ceremonial at the beginning. They rip the seal and read the questions. So how would you even know?
I bet that was somebody from Paintsville High School that texted you that. Just a jealousy coming out there right there.
Listen, I went to Middlesboro. We were great at academic team, but you know who was better when I was there? Bell County. I didn't say they cheated, you know.
Uh-huh.
Did you suspect Chad Bunny it? And all them? They
see, it still irks you, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, Chad, I mean, I came in second in math and quick recall to Chad Bunny, but that's okay. He's a professor at U of L. I'm at UK. We worked out. But I'm just saying, you can't just say somebody cheats.
Especially in an academic contest.
One person writes, Matt, what kind of things happen in future problem solving? I don't know anything about it. I don't remember. I did it one year. I was not good at it. It was the thing in academia. I just wasn't good at it. So I don't really remember, to be honest. But clearly they know here because they're good at it.
I can see that's probably something I would really excel.
Apparently they also
at.
Have the best female bowler.
Yeah, that's what Daryl was telling us during the break. Named female bowler.
Do you all have
year.
A bowling alley here? Wait a minute, you don't have a bowling alley.
Well, how does she practice?
Where does she bowl? She drives to Prestonsburg to bowl. Look at that. She's playing
Anna Hayworth Hackworth.
She's playing road games even on her bowling.
Yeah, she was bowler of the year.
Can we build Anna Hackworth a bowling alley here so she doesn't have to?
It burned down years ago.
Unfortunately.
Well, put it in the car wash or something.
502-571 today. One person writes, Matt, let me ask. Stoops said yesterday that Gatewood was a better passer than Terry. Will it be a better runner? Well, here's what Stoops said. Stoops said his top speed is not as fast as Terry. But he can be harder to bring down because he's bigger.
He's a big dude.
So I could see that. Because, I mean, Terry can be pretty fast when he gets going.
Oh, yeah.
But so maybe it's maybe a difference between like a Cavassier Smoke and a Chris Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you have more of the sort of takes a hit and keeps on ticking from Joey Gatewood.
I think so because he is such a big, strong guy. And he'll have a chance to probably put it, tuck it and run a little bit. But speaking of Cavassier, he was dressed out for the Missouri game, and even the announcers hinted that maybe we might see him, and we did not. I've not heard anything this week.
Well, I mean, we barely got the ball to Rodriguez, so I think it was probably just a matter of we didn't have that many plays.
True.
And so I don't know that was – we'll see. Let me ask you, you were doing the whole package thing with Bo Allen. Are you hearing he will play?
Not at all. I just threw that at you just to get you all riled up. I do think we may see him because I think we're going to get behind, and I think they're going to throw him out there just to see what he can do.
By the way, look what they gave me. This is in 1968, four schools consolidated to make Johnson Central, and this was their first field house. This is part of the original floor.
That is very cool.
And they gave this to me to put in the bar. How nice.
That is very cool.
People are so nice.
Yes.
I mean, some people are not nice, but most people are very nice, and I sometimes it's good to have reminders of that since we haven't gotten to go out and see people much in the last year. Who's next, Elliot?
Jordan.
Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing much. I hate it for Terry getting injured again, but the bye week comes at a good time. For Georgia, I'd be content with the competitive game. I would just like to see something that, you know, even if we do lose, that sparks the offense. Just get something going again. Because it kind of felt dreadfully slow. I feel like Eddie Graham is going to take this game very seriously. And he's sometimes good at recognizing his mistakes. So,
well, my hope is – I appreciate the call, Jordan. My hope is we see some passing. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Joey Gatewood can throw it. The future, we're going to have to throw some, so I need to see that. You know, the line has gone from 13.5 or whatever it was to 17 since Terry was announced as not playing.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That seems weird to me. Like, let me ask you this. Leave aside who we would rather have seen play if they were both available. I think you and I both would have rather seen Terry. Do you feel like, though, our offense is worse if we have Joey than Terry? Like, I don't feel like we – I don't feel like we're going to be any worse. Do you?
No. I stand by my comment that our offensive problems are the receivers, not the quarterback. I think Joey coming in doesn't make that big of a difference, to be honest. I think changing a couple receivers is going to help us, maybe, with Donut coming in. I'd like to see him play Isaiah Cummings. I'd like to see him try some new guys at receiver.
Yeah, I don't feel like whatever you thought the score was going to be with Terry, I don't know why you would think it would be different with Joey. I honestly feel like they're probably about the same.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know, but we'll see.
I don't think they say they're going to try to incorporate Chris Rodriguez more.
They better. That's what I want to see. If you don't give Chris Rodriguez the ball, what are you doing? It's Don Franklin takeover day. They are taking over. They're taking over Johnson Central.
Yeah, like, they are.
It's just a Don Franklin fest everywhere. And you can go to DonFranklinAuto.com, find the cars you need, find the cars you deserve. You deserve it. So when you think Franklin, stop thinking about Drew. Think about Don. DonFranklinAuto.com. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
See, this is what he would sing while he was playing.
Yeah. I think when he was lined up at linebacker, getting ready to sack Tim Couch.
I like this song. I like this song from him, but the version is George Jones.
Uh-huh.
Or even David Allen Coe. I mean, they both have beautiful – like, Chris is good, but George Jones and David Allen, like, that's what – when I hear this song, I need to hear their gravelly, like, that's what I need to hear when I'm listening to the Tennessee Whiskeys.
Well, you know, he has been able to bring back, like, old-school country to country music. You know, it was so bro country for so long.
Yeah, I mean, sort of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like him, but, you know, still pretty bro out there.
Well, that's why it's good he has come along.
No, I agree. And yeah. He's been successful.
Yeah.
On the text machine, one person writes, Matt, academic team cheating occurs everywhere. Clay County cheated every year. South Laurel would roll them on neutral sites, but if the meet was at Clay County, they'd always miraculously win. Home field advantage in academic team.
I didn't know he had all this academic team shade going to happen.
Seriously,
today.
My text machine is loaded with people saying various schools cheat in academic team.
How?
Here's what one person says, Muhlenberg County cheats. Breckenridge County cheats. Come on. These places can't all cheat in academic.
So are they saying if you go to the home school, they already maybe knew the questions and prepared for them?
That's what people are saying.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying I buy it. By the way, during that break, there were three ads for the U.S. Senate race. Only three more days of that, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Has to be the most money ever spent in Kentucky on a race.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I read a story. Ohio State plays Penn State Saturday night. Both of which are swing states for the presidential race. It is the most that ABC, which is what the game is on, has charged more money for ads during that thing than any college football game outside of the national championship ever.
You're kidding.
Because the presidential candidates they know both states are going to be watching.
Uh-huh.
And that both presidential campaigns. So if you watch that game, expect to see a ton of Trump Biden ads because of the two teams that are playing.
The Saturday before Election Day.
Saturday before Election Day, Ohio State and Penn State.
Interesting.
They said, except for the national championship game, the most money spent on ads for a college football game. Good. Isn't that interesting,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, good for ABC. They're going to capitalize on it.
And it makes me wonder, here's conspiracy theory, Matt. Do you think that's why the Big Ten scheduled that game?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I mean, they could have put Ohio State, Penn State any week.
Uh-huh.
Right? any week. They couldn't put Penn State or Michigan or Ohio State Michigan there. So if you want a big money game Saturday before the election, you rolling with my conspiracy theory there?
I am buying it 100%, Matthew. Yes.
One person writes, Matt, awesome. Drew Franklin just wrote me, Hanson Elementary absolutely cheated. I was on quick recall, and they would buzz in before the question finished. Look at this.
Elementary school shade.
Even Drew Franklin is saying people cheat.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Awesome or weird, the Robert Kardashian hologram.
Oh, I haven't seen this. So I'm usually up on the Kardashian stuff.
So for Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday, Kanye got a hologram made of her dad who's passed away.
Okay.
And it was like one of those big holograms you see at concerts.
Right.
And it was him saying, I love you, blah, 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 blah. Now, first of all, before I tell you what else he said, just the act of getting a hologram of your deceased father talking to you, is that nice?
I think it's incredible. I would be bursting in tears.
Even though it's not real.
Yeah, something about it is just, to me, incredibly touching.
Okay. I agree it's touching. Now, what if I tell you the second part? He paid for it. He got it. And he had the father say, Kanye West is one of the most brilliant men to ever walk the earth.
That's ridiculous. That is one of the most egotistical things I've ever heard. Did he really say that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Kanye's going to break his arm patting himself on the back.
I mean, so think about that. You get a sweet act of a hologram of your deceased father talking.
Tell wishing you happy 40th birthday.
Happy 40th birthday. I love you. I miss you, et cetera. But then throw in there, I love your husband, who is one of the most brilliant men to ever walk
through. That is so egotistical and arrogant, it makes me want to puke. My gosh. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. No.
That man needs to be made fun of for the rest of his life, no matter how good you like his music.
Let me go back. Clearly that was ridiculous. You think the hologram, you wouldn't find that odd?
I mean, it's a little odd, but it's extremely touching for that. Just, I know I would just break down in tears if that was a gift to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing that it's hard to process because it's not something we could even do until like a year or two ago.
Right.
You know, so it's hard to process what that is. But anyway.
And that's what he had him say.
Well, he said other things, too. I mean, he said nice things, but then he also threw that in.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
What is wrong with Kanye? My goodness.
Who's next?
Steve-O.
Steve-O, how are you?
Well, I guess we know who Rob Kardashian endorses for president.
That's true. I wish he had said that at the end. And by the way, vote for Kanye West. That would have been funny.
So the guy you actually tweeted out about last night come to the restaurant for his birthday, that's my wife's cousin, and she actually went up there with him yesterday. She was the sexy one with the two babies. So happy birthday to Adam, and I appreciate you taking care of them at the restaurant yesterday.
Let me tell you so people know what you're talking about. When the show was over, I was about to leave, and there was this group that walked in, and I just said hi, and it was a young man's birthday. Well, he was 34, I think, was his birthday, and he had his family there, and they had driven from Louisville to come and have the birthday there, and his family was all there, and I have to be honest with you, it just touched me that somebody would take the time. It was a rainy, nasty day to drive from Louisville. It just, you know. I don't know. Sometimes a lot of things get you down, but like the fact that people would enjoy it so much, or it would matter so much to them that they would do that, and that, you know, that happens a lot. But I just saw it that day; it just meant a lot. So that's why I tweeted about it, and I hope you'll pass along my happy birthday to him again.
I'm sure he's probably listening. So two quick things. One. You know, we've touched a lot about the offense and what we need to do there. But defensively, I think Stetson Bennett's his name. At the second half against Alabama, he definitely struggled with some pressure, had some interceptions. We need the front four of our defense to really try to wreak some havoc and get in the backfield and put some pressure on him. He's still, you know, he was a walk-on before. He's still new as a starter. I think if we can get some pressure, maybe get some turnovers, we might have a chance to keep this game competitive going.
Well, that's their vulnerability. I mean, Georgia's vulnerability. They're not vulnerable really anywhere except at the quarterback position. And if you want the other side to be vulnerable somewhere, that's where you want them to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so we have to find – I totally agree with you. We have to find a way to make their life difficult at that position. If we don't, we have no chance. And I agree, we're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback. We haven't done that a lot this year, but I'm with you. That's their weakness is at QB, and we got to find a way to exploit it.
Yep. And lastly, I hope everybody cashed with the Steve-O Lock of the Week last week with Boston College. This week we're doing a Friday night, little Friday night fun, Wyoming minus one against Hawaii.
Wow, Wyoming. All right, there you go. Appreciate the call. Free money, by the way. Right. We have lots of good picks this week. After a poor week last week, I think we're going to hit it this week.
Think so. You feel good about it.
I feel good about it. Free money podcast on KSR. Download it tonight and get yourself ready for the games. Trevor Lawrence has COVID.
I heard that.
What do you think?
A big blow, obviously. Clemson.
Luckily, they play Boston College.
Yeah. He'll be out for a couple weeks. Heisman Trophy candidate trying to win the national championship.
Apparently, he's actually, showing symptoms, too. Now, some people are asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Not serious, but he has mild symptoms.
So you got to figure he's out a couple weeks, and if he's showing symptoms, he may be a little weak even when he comes back. You know, you hate for that for anybody.
Yeah, you
know,
do.
You hate for them. I mean, this is a horrible
disease. Have you seen
disease.
Who their backup is?
No, I've not seen it.
6'4", 250 freshman.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have long, flowing locks of hair?
I actually want to – I want to find – I need to find his name because I want you to try to pronounce it.
Okay.
But go ahead. Go ahead what you're going to say.
Well, you know, like I said, you don't want anybody to get it. And somebody like this who has been the face of college football now for two
there
years –
see if you can say that name.
DJ Ukulele.
It's not ukulele.
It's ukulele. It's a musical instrument.
U-I-A-G-A-L-E-L-E-I. Ukulele.
Ukulele.
U-I-A-Galele. DJ Ukulele. 6'4", 250, freshman backup. I bet. It's just a guess. I bet he's pretty good.
I guarantee you, he's a quarterback at Clemson. They didn't recruit him if he can't play.
But again, this is the one thing. Like Trevor Lawrence, for instance, I was talking to Rachel. That story was on CBS this morning. Like he's the one guy that getting COVID in college football can be a national story.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah. Like I said, he's been the face of college football for 2 years. Even though,
and he'll be the number one draft pick in the NFL draft.
Heisman Trophy winner, more than likely.
Well,
number
maybe
one
not
draft
now.
Pick.
Probably, yeah. Probably not.
This
now.
Hurts. This hurts.
They probably won't be. If he has to miss two games, they'll probably, because the kid at Ohio State is so good that if they have to miss two games, they'll probably give it to him.
Yeah, that's very true. So I hope he gets better and doesn't miss more than two games. You know, when he comes back, if he's weak, you know, you never know.
Don Franklin Takeover Day. Don Franklin Auto is there for you. Go see Don, my guy Don. I don't know. Where is Don? I don't think I've ever met Don.
I don't think we've met Don. We've met a lot of the Franklin family.
I don't know the answer. Is he alive?
I do not know that either. We need to check.
Elliot, will you look into that?
Sure.
I don't know if Elliot knows where he can find that.
We'll do some research.
But DonFranklinAuto.com, the people we've met from Don Franklin, we love.
Super nice.
And they will help you here on Don Franklin Takeover Day at Johnson Central. We'll take a break. Be right back.
They don't cheat.
They're bringing hot dog sauce later on.
Chili dogs from Dairy
Queen. Finally get to eat this hot dog sauce. We'll be right back.
Big Blue and you, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back. Kentucky Sports Radio here at Johnson Central. Belfry and Johnson Central. Last year, Belfry won the 3A state title. Johnson Central won the 4A state title. Tonight they play. I'm starting to hear. I've heard some sort of talk in the backwoods about the line tonight.
Oh yeah, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing Johnson Central minus 10.
Is that what it is?
That's the line.
I did not know this until Daryl told me yesterday that Coach Jim Matinee here at Johnson Central is a Belfry grad.
Ooh.
And holds the Belfry interceptions record still at Belfry.
Speaking of Daryl, he gets the honor of broadcasting a Middlesbrough game tonight.
Yes, he does.
Middlesbrough and Martin County. For all my Middlesbrough listeners out there, I don't think Middlesbrough's had a game on the TV all year.
on the TV.
If you go to Facebook, go to David and Daryl's Facebook page tonight, Middlesbrough, Martin County. He's broadcasting it.
Broadcasting the game.
So, J-Rock, how many games have you broadcast?
Yeah, J-Rock.
You haven't broadcast any. You haven't done Middlesbrough, Martin County from the streets of Inez tonight, but he is.
Especially not Jackets, Jackets, Jackets.
That's right. Jack's having a good year.
Are they having a good year?
Yeah. Bobob's cousin is good.
He's huge.
He's a big guy.
You know, how about – we haven't talked about Johnson Central's big dude, Grant Bingham. He's got offers from everybody. I mean, everybody. Everybody but Alabama, I think, has offered this kid.
What year is he?
Senior. Oh, he's just a junior. I'm sorry. He's a monster.
Is Kentucky something he's considering?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my sources. His top five or six, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Kentucky.
Okay.
Georgia.
Okay.
Michigan.
Ooh.
Michigan State. Kind of his short list right now.
So what does he play?
Offensive line.
So he's big dude.
Huge.
So we got to get him. Kentucky. Yeah. Hearing that list, he's either going to Kentucky or Notre Dame or Georgia. That's where he's going. He's going to one of those three schools. You got to go to Kentucky. We need him.
Yeah.
Following the tradition of, well, Cass Daniels from here.
Right.
Landon Young.
Correct.
Drake Jackson.
Yeah.
That sort of Kentucky, Devontae Robinson, like all those guys. You need to join that group.
I hear Notre Dame may be the school to beat.
Why you got to bring me down?
Well, we're just talking. Just
why
you and me
would
are talking.
You go to Notre Dame? Listen, he's not here. And, Grant, I support you wherever you go. I've been to Notre Dame. If you love Paintsville, if you love Johnson County, you go to South Bend, it's the opposite. Think of everything you like about this. They don't have that in South Bend.
There you go.
Every time I've been to South Bend, I've come away with a cold. You don't want to go to Notre Dame.
We play
Chris. You know what it is? It's Notre Lame.
Oh, that's a good point. Put that up on the billboard. It's Notre Lame.
I like how you just went, good point. Like, it was really, really good point.
But this
point.
Guy's getting recruited by everybody.
Don Franklin passed away 12 years ago.
He did.
But they're carrying on the tradition.
Yes.
At DonFranklinAuto.com. Thanks to Elliot. Look at Elliot.
You gave Elliot a task, and he came
through.
Dude,
I will say this. For Billy and Elliot, who filled in this week for Shannon, what a great job.
Oh, they killed it.
You know, we have two very capable fill-ins. We got one who will challenge people to run. We got one who will challenge people to eat. We got one who talks a lot of trash. We got one who's kind of more, sort of low-key. One has a band. One has a fantasy football show.
Yes.
They bring a lot to get. They bring a lot to the
And deck. Apparently when we were off the air yesterday, that short time, I had a bunch of people said Billy killed it.
I went back and listened.
He said he did a great job.
I give him credit. He didn't panic. Yeah. I remember the first time, Shannon, that happened.
Yeah.
The first time Shannon, he was like, there you go, football. Yeah. And he just played Werewolves of London.
The extended version that played for like 5 minutes.
He's better about that now. The kid's name at Clemson. Here we go. DJ Uiagalelei. 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 So when you watch the game, Boston College.
Yeah.
Uiagalelei. Very few last names have six syllables.
True.
I'm going to challenge you right now during this call. Think of one other last name you know with six syllables.
What's Tua's last name? How many does it have?
Tua Tagalo. I don't know. Think of one name.
Besides that one?
Well, we don't know that one works. Who's next, Elliot?
Scott.
Scott. What's up, Scott? Six syllables, Ron. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, I got a couple, buddy. You know how when you guys are like in a not so deep sleep and you're still kind of coherent to a conversation going on around you?
Yes.
And you wake up. Well, the problem with that is I woke up wanting cinnamon rolls really badly.
I understand. We talked about it a lot.
That's only half the problem. Now I can't get them because Futile sells out. Well, they were my go-to.
Oh, so you were going to Futile before we started talking about it. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's probably a problem. I've heard what you said. I've heard, Ryan, they have sold out by 8 a.m. every morning since we mentioned it.
Are you kidding me?
So I'm sorry about that.
And secondly, Elliot is awesome because you guys are going to get Billy killed.
I agree.
on both things.
I mean, he does a bang-up job on y'all's show, man, but that poor kid, man, his mouth is going to get him in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. At some point, I shifted from thinking his mouth was annoying to thinking it was awesome. And when I shifted that and I realized I could use his mouth to our benefit, I became a fan.
He's definitely the guy you want to take to the bar with you, get somebody riled up, and then leave.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't, because he'd get somebody riled up, and I'd be the one that get punched. So I don't want that. I appreciate it, Scott. Exactly. Thank you very much. I'm looking right now. We're at this field here at Johnson Central. Listen, first of all, I may have to move Billy back to the 30, because I think from the 40, he can do – I think from the 30 – it's a toss-up, him and Ryan Timmons.
Yeah.
From the 40, I think he does it. Ryan, I'm more confident from the 50 you and I could beat DK Metcalf. I mean, it's not that I'm fast. It's just 50 yards, and he has to run 100.
Right.
He cannot run twice as fast in that short of a time frame.
Yeah. Like I said, we're giving him a world-class sprinter probably 10 seconds, 10 and a half. And from 50, a slow 50 for us is probably 8 seconds, 8 and a half.
Ryan, would you like to run a 50 today and let me time it?
I'll do it in jeans and these shirts.
Okay, then we'll do that towards the end of the show.
Okay.
We'll let you go down there. Actually, you know what? Let's just do it at the hour break.
Okay.
We'll do it at the hour break.
We can do it live on the show.
No, because it's hard. What am I going to say? He's running?
Yeah.
Like, I will do it while you're doing it. And we'll just to show, because if everybody agrees, it would take DK Metcalf 10 seconds. If you're 8 seconds, there's no way you can catch him.
Right.
And I feel like you're going to run 7, probably.
Maybe a little more. I got jeans on, and I'm really,
we'll see.
Really old.
I think you and I could do that.
Yeah.
Billy, do you agree with me he should be on the 30? Or what about 35? I feel like on the 30, he'll get caught.
Yeah.
On the 40, he'll make it. 35, to me, is a toss-up.
Well, do you want me to try to run a 60?
No, I want to just... Yeah, why don't you run a 60?
Okay.
Let's see, because that'll help us figure out if that's the right thing for Billy. Let's run a 60-yard, and then we'll see what it is. Who's next?
Joseph.
Joseph, how are you, Joseph? Did you find a 6-syllable last name?
I did.
Who?
There was a running back from Phelps High School. His name was Jim Onomatopoeia.
That was not his name. You're just making things up. Why did you think that was so funny?
Somebody, it's the only 6-syllable word I could come up with.
Somebody said Juan Antonio Max Milanus. Maximilianus? That's 6. I don't know who that person is.
I don't know who it is.
Is there a famous person with 6 syllables? This could be the most famous person with a 6-syllable last name ever.
Ever.
This Clemson quarterback. Who's next?
Joseph.
So University of Washington had a quarterback that played in the NFL named Marcus Tuiasosopo.
I remember him. Tuiasosopo.
There you
6.
Go.
There you go.
Yep.
Well done. You win.
Good job.
He actually had a NCAA record at one time. He threw for 300 yards and ran for 200 in a single game.
Wow. That's a lot. Like, I just got 20 seconds. What? Anything else you have?
I was just going to say that I think the offense is best whenever we throw the ball down the field. Even though Terry Wilson isn't a perfect quarterback, I think the best game he had at Kentucky was that Florida game when we beat him. And we threw the ball down the field. He threw a couple interceptions. He fumbled or whatever. But he was outstanding that game. I think we
totally agree. We got to do that. And I think Joey can do it. We'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to have him run the 60 right now. We'll take a break. Be right back. This is KSR.